This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration unveiled new economic data Friday, showing the U.S. economy surged in the second quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%. VOA Steve Miller reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday celebrated the release of new economic data claiming the United States,
"We are the economic envy of the entire world."
The numbers were driven by consumers who began spending the tax cuts Trump signed into law last year and exporters who have been rushing to get their products delivered ahead of retaliatory tariffs. Trump also predicted even higher growth as he renegotiates the nation's trade deals. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A senior U.S. official said Washington is confident that a detained American pastor in Turkey will be freed soon as tensions deepen between the two countries. Andrew Brunson, an evangelical pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, has been jailed in Turkey for nearly 2 years on terrorism and espionage charges. Earlier this week, he was released from a Turkish prison and placed under house arrest while his trial continues. His case has strained relations between Turkey and the United States, both NATO allies. Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence threatened sanctions on Turkey if Brunson is not released. A delegation of Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Council and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force is in Syria for talks with Syrian government officials. An alliance official said Friday the delegation arrived in Damascus 2 days ago. This is the first SDC-declared visit to Syria's capital, which indicates the interest of Kurdish authorities to open channels of communication with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as they seek a political accord to preserve their region's autonomy within Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed gratitude to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Friday for returning to U.S. authorities what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. service members who were killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for keeping his word. We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
The remains will be transferred from the base to Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency in Hawaii, where forensic work will be done to identify them. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. worked closely with North Korea on returning the war remains.
It was a coordination effort over the last month that we determined where they would deliver the remains to, where our plane would fly in, where they would be taken to for the initial review. So all of that went well.
A court order deadline has passed for U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who were separated from their parents after entering the country. More from VOA's Philip Alexio.
U.S. officials said they expected to reunite all eligible children who had been separated from their parents after entering the country illegally by Thursday's court order deadline. However, it was not immediately clear if that goal was met. In a court filing Thursday, the Justice Department said that more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, had been reunited so far. Another 378 were released in what it calls appropriate circumstances, meaning they were turned over to sponsors who can properly care for them. 700 children are still in government custody, and their fates remain uncertain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A deadly wildfire continues to ravage Northern California, forcing thousands of residents to leave their homes, killing two people working to contain that blaze. Fire is taking everything down in its path. That's according to Scott McLean. He's a spokesman for crews battling the fires. The inferno has been named the Car Fire and reached the city of Redding, which is home to more than 90,000 people. The fire has scorched upwards of 17,000 hectares of land. Pakistan's election commission said Friday that former sports celebrity turned politician Imran Khan is the winner of the parliamentary elections, but his party failed to win enough votes for an outright majority and will have to form a coalition government. The announcement came hours after Khan had declared his Pakistan party the winner Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.